all foreign correspondents and war reporters that I've met are people who were looking for adventure. They're not the kind of people who would be happy with a 9-to-5 job. They are people who got into the job precisely because it has very weird hours and involves going to difficult places. I mean, to some extent, the things which are difficult and potentially dangerous about the job are also the things that made you want to do the job in the first place and the reason why the job is so exciting. Something else I really like about the job is that I work as part of a team. You sit down and have dinner together at the end of the day and talk things through with other journalists and photographers, and you are talking to people who have experienced the same things as you and seen the same things as you, and that's very important in this kind of work. One of the problems of the job is seeing a lot of horrific things and then going back home to normality. I remember a few years ago coming back from a war zone where I had been for a long time, and I'd seen a lot of death and destruction, and I went to a friend's wedding in London. It was a beautiful day. Everyone was drinking champagne and talking about unimportant things, and I wanted to say, why can't you see that there is something awful happening in the world? Another major worry about my job these days is the risk of being killed. Journalists used to get killed by accident, but now there are more and more cases of journalists being killed simply because they are journalists, and they are also becoming the target of kidnappers. Two of my colleagues have been kidnapped recently, and a very good friend of mine was killed last year.